Good morning, everyone. So nice to see you, dear folks. But really, what's good about it? I got these filthy suit rags. This is not nice, and you are all dressed up so nice. Nice clean white shirt, nice blouses, dresses, and you have your hair combed, and you look so very nice. I don't feel very comfortable in this room, but here I am. I'm in a mess. What are we going to do? I don't even feel like singing. I see you got your hymn sheets. You want to sing, but I don't think I can sing because I'm in really bad shape. Well, one thing we can do, we can pray. So let's just bow our heads and close our eyes, and we're going to talk with the Lord. Our God and our Father, we thank Thee this morning that we have boys and girls sitting on these seats, and they're here to listen to Thy Word, the Bible. And we thank Thee that they have these hymn sheets in their hands. And they're ready to sing. And they look so very nice in their clean clothes. But here I am in this dreadful, filthy, despicable suit. And we just pray, Lord, that You'd help us today to understand something from Thy Word, and that we might come to realize that even though we look very nice on the outside, You look on the inside. And You see into the hearts of these dear boys and girls, and older ones too. And You see either a heart that's stained with sin, or a heart that's been cleansed, washed in the precious blood of Christ. And so we do pray very specially for any who are still in their sins in this hall here today, that they might come to realize they're in trouble. And we ask that they might come to realize their true condition before Thee, our God, as a helpless, hopeless, hell-bound sinner, and that they might come to the Lord Jesus and put their faith in Him and find joy and peace through believing. And so we ask for Thy help here today, and wherever the message of the gospel is proclaimed throughout this world, we know Thy desire is that all boys and girls, men and women, should be saved. So we thank Thee for Thy love, and we seek help to make it known today. We ask this in Thy worthy, precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen. What are we going to do? I don't feel like singing. Anybody want to come up and give me a nice big hug? Anybody? No volunteers. You want to come and hug me? Okay. You can come right up here and give me a hug. What's that?
Why are you dirty?
Why am I dirty? I thought you were going to give me a hug. You don't want to give me a hug because I'm dirty, right? Well, I don't blame you. Only if what?
Only if somebody clean with his son.
Okay. She says only if anybody's clean, she gives out hugs. All right. So you probably hugged the little girl next to you, wouldn't you? She looks nice and clean. Or maybe the girl on your right. Well, why are we here today, boys and girls? In this conference, we've been learning about the importance of being born again. And to be born again is to get a brand new life that God gives. Because we're born into this world with a bad nature. We call it a bad nature. You know, it was David that said, I was shapen in iniquity. He's talking about when he was still inside of his mother. And in sin did my mother conceive me. You know what? This nature that we're born with, it's bad. It's not clean. It's like this suit that I have here today. And many of you boys and girls, and I would like to thank all of you, you're clean on the outside. Your faces are nice and bright and shiny. Your clothes are clean. Your shoes are shined. Everything looks so nice on the outside. But, you know what the Bible says? It says that man, and this is mankind, women are included, men and women, they look on the outward appearance, and that's boys and girls too. They look on the outward appearance to see what people look like on the outside. God looks on the heart. And so God looks down through this ceiling, right down inside of you, into your heart. And even though you may look very nice on the outside, how do you look on the inside? Do you look like this on the inside? Now, if you've never asked the Lord Jesus to be your Savior, if you've never come to Jesus, your heart is stained with sin. And when God looks down, He's looking at a mess inside of you. I don't know if you ever thought about this, but this is so important to think about. Some don't think they're all that bad. But even the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, and she just recently died, somebody wrote to her, I don't know if it was a little boy or girl, but they wanted to know if the Queen was perfect. Because they thought so very much of the Queen of England. And she was very highly respected. The Queen. But you know, the Queen wrote back and she was very honest. And she said, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I'm not perfect. I am not perfect. I've made mistakes. I've done things that are wrong. And I believe she went on to say that there was only one who was perfect. And that's Jesus. Jesus. So I hope you were willing to admit that you're not perfect. Is there anybody here of you boys and girls that are perfect? Anybody? What? You're perfect? Well, isn't that interesting? Okay. You're perfect, but you still wouldn't hug me, would you? Should I ask your mom if you're perfect? What? Yeah? You know, I'm sorry I'm not acquainted with you boys and girls better than I am. I really wish I knew your names and your parents and so on. Did I hear something back there? Oh! Okay. Know who said that? Michael Conrad. I don't know if I've ever doubted what Michael Conrad has said. But anyway, I'm not going to ask you this question and expect you to answer. But if I was to ask, how many here told a lie? How many have told a lie? It's sort of hard to put up your hand and to admit that you told a lie. Well, I will ask you this question. I want an answer on this one. How many lies does it take to make a person a liar? What do you think? You got it right. One lie. I wonder if anybody here has ever stole anything. It's hard to admit. That's why I'm not asking you to put up your hand. I don't want to expose everybody here. But I think if we were honest, we'd have to admit that we've all taken something when we shouldn't have taken it. Maybe it was a cookie, or maybe it was a pencil I took from the desk over there. It wasn't my desk, and I took the pencil. Maybe I took a paperclip off the teacher's desk. And that's not my paperclip. That's not my pencil, but I took it, so I stole it. How many times does a person have to steal to be a thief? What do you say? One time. That's all? You mean if I steal something, I'm a thief? All right. Well, now, boys and girls, let's stop and think about this. If you told one lie, you're a liar. And if you stole one item, you're a thief. And now you're a lying thief. Does it make you feel good? You say, well, I got all these nice clothes on, and I'm all shined up, and face is clean, and but what about inside? What about your heart? This is what God looks at. And you know, the Bible says that we are all as an unclean thing. Now, I'm going to take these gloves off because I'm going to open up my Bible here. I don't want to get my Bible dirty. But this is what it says in the Bible. And if you have a Bible, you can look this up. It's easy to find in the book of Psalms. Psalms is the longest book in the Bible, so you can find it really easy. Just open up your Bible almost to the middle there, and you'll be in the Psalms. Okay, now see what it says here. Psalm 14. Psalm 14, the Lord, in verse 2, 14:2, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men. And so, the Lord is looking down this morning. He's looking down from heaven, and He's looking at you, and you, and you, because you are children of men. And He's looking at you. The Lord is looking at you right now, just like I'm looking at you. But He sees more than I do. And He's looking at you boys over here, you girls. He's looking. It says the Lord looked down from heaven on the children of men, which is who you are, to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. And what did he find? What did he see? And this is the verse that I want to emphasize. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. I read it in Mr. Darby's translation, and the way he put it was, no, not even one. Now, if we were to turn over to Job, which we referenced this conference, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? What's the answer? No one. You see this suit? And I've done a lot of jobs in this suit, which is obvious. And I've made a mess. And do you think I can do something about this suit? Do you think I can make this suit nice and clean and white? Okay, maybe I can put it in the washer and what's going to happen? Do you think that if I put this suit into the washing machine and I turn on a washer and I put it on 3 hours and I put a lot of soap in there and the washing machine's going around like this. The dryer. Well, wait. We got to get this clean first. Washer, dryer, and put it on. I wish it was that simple. But if I set that washer for several hours and I put a lot of soap in there, and I turn it on, and I come back, say, 3 hours later. You think this suit is going to be nice and white and clean? You think it will be? No. Evelyn, you got a good answer. I don't think there's any possible way to make this suit nice and clean and white. It's not going to happen. I need another suit. I need to do away with this. Forget about this suit. You know what the Lord has said? Even though you wash yourself with nitre. Well, boys and girls, we're talking about nitre. Nitre is a very strong cleaning agent. I suppose maybe it's like Comet or Ajax, or it's some kind of a really good cleaner. But the Lord says, even though you wash yourself with nitre and you take much soap, your iniquity, your sin is still marked before me. He still sees your sin. Now I'm going to turn over to Isaiah. What does it say here in Isaiah? Isaiah chapter 64. Isaiah 64 in verse 6. Isaiah 64 in verse 6. I see some here are looking up the scripture. Would somebody like to read that for me? Did you find it? Okay. Has anybody found it here? By the way, I got some treats in that bag too for everybody. But maybe I'll give an extra treat to somebody that can read the portion. Would anybody be able to find that and read that for me? Isaiah 64 and verse 6. Okay, would you read it? Okay, I'm going to just hold this sword.
And we are all become as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have carried us away.
Thank you very much. That's good. It tells us here we are all as an unclean thing. And even the good things that we do to try to improve this old wretched nature that we have, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's like somebody standing at the door of an airplane that's 10,000 feet in the air. The door is open, and they say, well, I'm going down to the ground. I'm going to take a jump. And somebody said, well, here, you need a parachute. Oh, no, no, no. I'm okay. I don't need a parachute. I'll just flap my arms and my hands. And so he jumps out, and he's flapping his arms and his hands as hard as he can. Is it going to help him out? He's going to hit the ground. He's going to die. But how many there are that think that through their own effort, they can obtain salvation? Doesn't work. We're all as an unclean thing, and our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Oh, I got some. Look at these here. You like this? Would you like me to wash your face? No, of course not. But what about over here? Do you need a face wash? No. Terrible. Unclean. Filthy! Just like this suit. Got some more rags back here, I think. Whoa, that's even worse. That's a terrible, terrible rag. Oh, I got another one back here? I do? There it is. Woo! That's bad news. You think if I put those in the washing machine and get them clean? Well, you're really optimistic. I don't think it's going to work. So here we are. Unclean. We need help outside of ourselves. We need to look to God. God is able to give us a brand new life. We call it being born again. And the life that He gives is Christ. His own dear Son, Christ, becomes our life. And it's wonderful. And so this is the good news that we have to tell boys and girls and older ones. That even though we're so bad, God has made a plan whereby you and I, we can be saved. And we can receive a new life. And we can become new creatures in Christ. And it's all by way of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we sing a song about, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Where was it that Jesus shed His blood? It was at the cross. Well, we need to move along because I've got something to show you in this bag. And this bag has something that's very nice.
Very nice. Whoa, isn't that nice? This is such a nice suit. I just love it. I can't even see a spot. Can you see any spots on that suit? Now, if you can't see a spot, I don't think there's any spot on this suit. Look at that. That's a nice suit. That's so nice. It's white. And it's clean. I wonder if I could put this suit on. You think I could put this suit on? I would really like to do this. Because I don't like this filthy old suit that I have on. Oh, there it is. I know this isn't white, this little microphone, but that's okay. You want to be able to hear. Oh, isn't that nice? I love it. Oh! I don't like what I see down there. That's not nice. I got to do something about that. Boys and girls, what happens is when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, God does something for you and for me. And what He does is to forgive our sins, save our souls, cleanse our hearts, and make us whole. This is what God wants to do for you today. And I'm going to... You mind if I sit down next to you here? I'm not going to put these on standing up because somebody will be picking me up off the floor. Whoa, I like that. Whoa, is that nice? That was quite a change in appearance. Now, I'm going to read a verse. I've got to watch my time. I try not to go over. Now, we're going to back up in Isaiah. And we're going to go back to chapter 61 of Isaiah. And I wonder if somebody would be willing to read this verse for me. Who has the verse? Who would like to read it? Would you like to read it? Okay, so now this is Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 10. Sorry, 10. Okay, can you read that? Go ahead, you just look at the verse.
I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be glorified in my God, for He has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels.
Thank you. That was very well done. And so here we find change. And now we find somebody that's rejoicing. They're so happy. Why? Because the Lord. See, the Lord does all the work. What does He do? The Lord has made me joyful. My God has made me joyful.
Because He has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. And it reminds me of the prodigal son. Do you recall when he came back from that far country? He had been feeding the pigs. And I suppose maybe his clothes smelled like pigs, because that was his job. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and the father runs to him, and he throws his arms around him, and he just covers him with kisses, even though he was smelly and dirty, I would suppose. He was willing to give that boy a hug. You wouldn't give me a hug, would you? But the father gives that boy a hug. And he brings him to the house. But before you get to the house, he says, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. And put shoes on his feet. And put a ring on his hand. Because the father wants that boy to feel comfortable in the house. And so the boy, he just stands there and the father does everything for him. That's a picture of what God does for you and for me. We're talking about grace. We don't deserve any favors. We don't deserve any kindness. But God has smothered us with kindness. We've been talking about it in this conference. And it's just so uplifting to come to a conference like this and to enjoy the things that are not seen, as our brother Bruce often refers to. These are things that are eternal, and these are eternal riches that we have in Christ. Well, the Father and the Son, they go into the house. And what happens? They throw a party. Bring forth the best, the calf. Kill the calf. Let us eat, drink, let's be merry. For now my son, he was lost, but now he's found. He was dead, but he's alive. And it said they began to be merry. It was a happy time. It don't tell us that they ever stopped being merry. Man, this is making me really happy. Woo! Should be jumping up and down for joy. Yeah. Now, you know, each and every one of us that have come to Christ and found in Him salvation, we find in Him satisfaction. And He ought to make us to rejoice. You know, the Apostle Paul, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Why? Because we are clothed with the garments of salvation, covered with the robe of righteousness. It's God's providing, and all we need to do is accept what God has to offer. That's a free gift. Well, I feel like singing. We got a little time. You know, in Isaiah 53, it says there, all we like sheep, we've gone astray, we've turned everyone to his own way. And that's a very sad statement. That's bad news. We've all gone our own way. We all are in trouble. But then it goes on to say the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Whoa, that makes a big difference. We believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, but he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And these are the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures that we have in our hand today. How wonderful. How wonderful. So, if there's somebody in your seat here today, and you're still in your sins, and God looks down, and He sees you in a suit, like that old, filthy, dirty suit that I had on, just in your seat, just call upon the Lord. He'll save your soul right there on your seat. We sang a song, I believe it was last night, I think it's on the hymn sheet. T-R-U-S-T in Him, while you now are singing. Do it while you're sitting. It's so easy. You know, it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can be saved today and become a new creature in Christ, and you got a new life. You cannot sin, even though we still got the old nature. God gives us the power to keep it in the place of death,
And that's the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, I've got to stop talking. Because I want to sing. Okay, anybody have a number here we can sing? Yes. 6? Alright. Let's do number 6. Come to the Savior,
make one the way. Here in His word He showed us the way. Here in our midst He's standing today, tenderly saying, come. Joyful, joyful welcoming me. When I'm sick, our hearts are pure and free, and we shall have
maybe we'll just sing the first verse in the chorus on that. Anybody else have a number? Yes. 9? Okay, number 9. Let's sing the first verse and chorus. Into a tent
where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. We carried, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story repeat o'er and o'er. Till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before.
What? Isaiah 53, we get the bad news about ourselves, we get the good news that the Lord Jesus took the punishment for our sins, and I believe in the next chapter, Isaiah 54, the first word is sing. Sing. Anybody else have a number? We've got time for maybe one more here. 5. Oh, I'm so glad you gave out that hymn. I was thinking about it, number 5. Now, I noticed they left off a verse, and the verse that they left off kind of goes along with what we're talking about. In shining robes of spotless white, each one will be arrayed. How many know that? Do you know that one? So can you help us? Anybody that knows it? Let's sing the first verse, and then we're going to sing about in shining robes of spotless white, each one will be arrayed. Around the throne of God. Boys and girls, I'm sorry. We ran out of time. And I think there were probably some here that really wanted to see that verse. You learned a verse. Is there anybody that's really disappointed because they didn't have an opportunity to say their memory verse? Anybody really disappointed? Well, I don't see any hands. Okay. Okay, all right. We don't want to disappoint you. Okay, so would you like to say it? If you don't mind, I'm gonna ask you just to speak into this.
Let your light shine unto men that they might glorify. Is that right?
He holds a good verse. And glorify your Father?
Oh, yeah. And glorify your Father in heaven.
Matthew?
Oh, yeah. Matthew 5:16.
5:16. Okay. Anybody else? Okay, let's pray.